Do you know, this morning there was an air of hope. There definitely was. I thought sun was on its way. The weathermen had promised it. They really had. And the cumulus, huge cumulus, were boiling off all the moisture that was sitting in the air. And I had great hopes. But now it is solid cloud. They've all linked together, joined hands, and made a veritable grey carpet in the sky. I'm just wandering down to the vegetable garden to see how everything's doing, because although there's been very little sun, there are some things which have absolutely thrived. And that would be, get the door and gate open, that would be my peas and beans. They look absolutely amazing. I can't believe the progress they've made. And the flowers are sort of still coming on strong, but they're little tiny little violet beans, little tiny babies, very, very beautiful and delicate. And so I hope they carry on growing and provide a tasty meal or two. The aquagelchers, the broad beans, are looking splendid, apart from the jays being at quite a few of them. I can see that now. It's decimated, started to. I'm going to have to net them in again, which is a bit of a pain. The hispy cabbages, been a few slug actions, but generally speaking, getting to the point where I could actually think about eating them. The corn, starting to plump up. Carrots, I'm not even going to discuss. Potatoes, beautiful, plumptious looking flowers. And my onions, well, I have to say, whoa! There goes a pheasant, as you probably gathered. So that's the little bugger that's been feasting. Oh, there's me blaming the jays. Back to my onions. I garden with passion when it comes to onions. I do love them. And if you've looked at my illustrations on my website, you might have cottoned on to the fact that I really do like onions. And I would worship at the ground of a red baron any day. So they're looking beautiful. Let's just move on through here. You can hear my gates opening. That's because it's all deer fenced here. I have to, because otherwise they just massacre everything in sight. And my biggest struggle so far has been the fruit trees, which they've completely decimated. But hopefully this year we might be with a chance of having some fruit. We've cut them all down to just below 6 foot, and we're going to have to net everything. And I'm determined to get some fruit. It would be tragic if one more year passed without eating our own apples and pears. And here are my sweet peas. Do you know what? They are beautiful. They just bring a big smile to the face. Absolutely gorgeous. And if you could smell them, well, it's probably got to be the best summer smell going. So I'm going to go and pick some now.